the Cabool Holiday Tournament, Alton and Salem.
I'm lost. Who's number three for Alton?
Is it Connor Clay?
I believe that is correct.
You say number three for Alton?
I don't even have a number three.
I know. That's it.
So,
anyway,
I'll listen whenever they announce.
Yeah, they're going to start. So, Caden Willard, Jacob Rudy, and 23. I'm not sure. We don't have a 23 neither. Corbin Tharp. Seacrest is number 30.
Yeah, Kendrick Seacrest is wearing number 3 tonight instead of number 11.
All right, but there's another. Well, who's 23? Brian Cunningham, Lincoln Thomas, Ryan Halliner, Braden Gash, and Gavin Sapol is the starting five. We got to figure out 23.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I could go back and look at Alton starters. Jaron Holzapple. Well, we'll figure it out as it goes.
Alton in the black, trimmed out in blue. Salem in the white. Sapol and Corbin Tharp out top. And the tip out of bounds. And it will be Salem basketball. Tossing it in. Gash into the backcourt to Thomas. Salem Tigers bringing it down the floor. I think that's Holzapple. I'm almost 100% certain. Salem long skip pass back out top. Just underway. This is the consolation game. They won. These teams won their three put up. No good. They won their first game, lost their second.
Alton put up some big numbers. I mean, they scored 88 points in that ball game last night.
Yeah.
Caden Willard was leading scorer.
And Seacrest brings it down the floor. Finds Rudy. Rudy back out top. Seacrest back to Rudy. Holzapple for three.
Yep.
So, 23, there we go. Salem brings it the other direction. Pull up floater, no good. And we've got a foul underneath. That's going to be against Salem. No, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Holliner has got his foot on the line, so it's Alton Comet basketball. Willard out top to Rudy. Here's another three. Count it. And that's Seacrest. 6-0, Thomas. Salem with the basketball. Catch. Gives it up to Cunningham. Cunningham feeds it inside. Off the rim, no good. Nice rebound for Tharp. Tharp pitches it on the far side. The Seacrest out top. Holzapple. Three more. Won't roll. Loose ball, and Comets will keep possession. Top of the key. Holzapple for three, but he traveled.
Turn it over.
Six
6-0, 5:57 on the clock in the first. Consolation game. It'll be Salem basketball. Thinking Thomas will inbound. He gets it to Gash. Gash gets it right back to Thomas. Thomas takes it all the way down and rolls it into the corner to Cunningham, who hits the three. 6-3 ball game. 5:44 to go. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing. Back out top. Willard touches. Gives it up. Gets it back. Now they roll it inside to Tharp. Tharp back outside. Willard for three. Count it.
Well, he can fill it up.
9-3, and it's all been three balls. Skip pass across. Saypaw working against Tharp. He is tough as nails.
Saypaw is tough.
There's a bucket. 9-5. Timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening. The Cable Holiday Tournament on the Pop 96.9.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Oh, Willard turns it over, and Cash takes it down, throws it up off the glass for two. And it's a 9-7 ball game. Alton with the lead and the basketball. Willard gets by his man, drives, slices two, goes up, can't get it to roll. He'll go the line and earn it from the charity stripe, shooting two. 4:40 on the clock. Now, after this game, this next game is going to be a good one. Norwood, Mansfield, same conference.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this 10 miles, 12 miles separates them.
And both teams coming off really tough losses last night. Mm. You know both teams are going to be geared up tonight.
It could go that way, or it could go, one of the teams could go the opposite.
Yeah.
But I'm betting it doesn't.
Willard misses them both. Salem takes it the other direction. Two-point ball game. Alton by two. Salem with the basketball at the wing. A drive. Tharp. Nice body. No foul. Long pass. Seacrest. Holds Apple off the glass and in for two. That was a really good fast break.
Really good fast break. Really unselfish.
But they were fast, but they were under control.
Yeah, stayed in their lane.
Salem, they get it down to the low block. And bucket is good for Wofford. And there was just nothing at all Seacrest could do. Ooh. Tip basketball. Willard gathers it back up. Feeds
good
it inside. Oh, Chippers missed by Seacrest. Pickup by Gatch. Again, they work it to the post. You know that's what Salem wants to do. And there's just nothing. Rudy is trying.
He's eventually going to have to, kind of stand his ground and take that charge if they call that.
Tharp with it inside, front of the rim, makes a nice move, can't get it to go. Saypaw with the rebound. Thing about it is Rudy's given up 70 pounds and 4 inches.
Yeah.
Loose basketball. Tharp dives on it. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow. Alton. Grant. Cawthorn's going to check in for the Comets, and that's going to give Corbin Tharp a little breather. I mean, Salem, they're thick. They're big bodies.
They want to get the ball inside.
They want to bang. They want to bang. Willard drives to the block, throws it back out. Cawthorn gives it up, holds Apple out top, bounces into the corner. Here's a drive up the glass. It won't fall. It's a loose ball. That's going to be a foul. Shooting a couple will be the Comets, and
I think they're going to get Connors. Yep, they're going to get Connors for Salem on that.
Tyson, yep, that's his first. And that's going to send Kendrick Secrest to the free throw line. 11-11, we're tied up. 2:50 to go in the first. This is the consolation game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Third place game comes up, then it's championship basketball. And the seedings, you know, this is Salem's 5 seed, Alton's a 6.
It's kind of played out exactly the way the seedings were.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
I mean, you got 1 versus 2 in the championship, 3 versus 4 in the third place game.
5 versus 5
6. Versus 6.
Salem gets it across gaps, and he'll kick it to the wing. 3 is good. Honors for 3. 1-point ball game, 14-13. Bang, here's a 3 by the Comet. Holds Apple. His second 3. 16-14. Comets by 2. Salem drives, throws a shot up. Man alive, it's hard to take that whistle there when there's an official that is 4 foot away and you've got an official 20 feet away that calls it. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't a foul. I'm not saying that. It just
if it wasn't, if it was severe enough for the guy that's standing
right
in front
there
of it to call it.
Well, you know, the other official's wearing glasses. He might not have seen it. And we're tied up at 16 now. Just having fun. 16-16. 2:15 to go in the first. Alton and Salem. Big Springs Conference versus the SCA. Secrest gets it to Ruddy. Ruddy with the runner. It's good. His first field goal of the game. That puts Alton back on top. 18-16. Shot fake. Thomas drives high off the glass. It won't fall out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Salem. Lincoln Thomas will trigger it in. Does so to Gatch. Safe ball. Good defense by the Alton Comets. Ruddy's going to drive in. Kick out. Secrest for 3 more. Hits the rim. No good. And it's going to be a foul push. That'll be on Secrest. His first. Team foul number 2. Both teams with 2 team fouls now. 1:39 to go. Alton 18, Salem 16. You know, Liberty went to Salem last year and just got abused.
Oh, needed just, we just talked about this last night. Just needed to win to share the conference and got beat by it.
Drive by Gatch, and he lays it off the glass in for 2, taking it coast to coast, tied up at 18. Caden Willard drives in, leans off the glass. Willard gets 2 more. Salem quickly pushes it down the floor. Gatch catches off to Connors. Connors gets it to Wolford. And slapped at it. Another turnover. Ruddy turns it over. Cunningham goes up and in for the layup. Under a minute to go. 39 seconds. 20-18. Alton. Willard with the basketball. He's fouled. Out of top of the key. That's on Cunningham. Salem's done a pretty good job on Kate.
They have.
He's got 5 points on pace for 20, but Sechrist comes out, and Simmons checks in.
Oh, wide open. Salem kind of goes to sleep there and forgets to put anybody on the hose apple there.
22-20. And Gatch with an easy bucket. He's got six. Braden Gatch can score, too. He can light it up. 22-22. Willard with the basketball, being guarded by Cunningham. Gets it to Ruddy. Ruddy goes to the rim. He's fouled, and he'll shoot a couple.
Salem bench is wanting a travel call there.
Maybe.
Not sure I agree or disagree. Kind of in the middle on that one.
First one is good. Big shout out and thank you to Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. Norm knows a thing or two about basketball. Second free throw is good. Knows a thing or two about Alton Comet basketball, too. That's the end of the first, and it's Alton 24, Salem 22. This has the making of a very high-scoring contest. We'll come back with the second. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right, welcome back. 24-22. Comets with the lead, and it will be Salem basketball to start the second. Connors will toss it in for the Tigers. They get it to Thomas. Thomas out top. Squares up for a three. Hits the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Throws it up off the glass, no good. St. Paul with it. He goes up, gets it in. Tough as nails.
Oh, they called that a jump ball.
No way. Oh, they did.
Yeah. St. Paul got that and got fouled and made the bucket, and they call it a jump ball.
Wow. Willard for three. Off the mark, no good. Well, there you go. That just straightened it out right there. Yeah, that was a really good rebound by St. Paul,
and a good move to get it put back in.
Yeah. Comets extend their defense. Cunningham picked up by Holzapfel. Back to Thomas. Thomas to Connors for three off the rim. No good. Foot race. Willard able to come up with it. And he'll wait for his teammates to come down. Gets it to Ruddy. Back to Willard. Deep three.
Cannot leave him unattended.
Thomas brings it the other direction. Scoop shot is good. Pretty shot right there by Lincoln Thomas. 27-24, Comets Willard to Simmons. Oh, that's not a foul? Well, no blood, no foul.
Good luck.
Oh, there it is. Corbin Tharp.
Kind of missed the chipper, but got his stat building.
No.
Offensive rebound and a putback.
Salem at the other end. 29-24. Thomas with the lead. Thomas drives. Blocked. Shot. And here come the Comets on the fast break. Holtapple. Nope. Well, if you're going to make it, that's okay. I was saying you might want to pull it back. Wait for everybody. If you're feeling it, I guess. 31-24. Thomas. Safall. Back into the corner. Three goes up. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Thomas. That's, you know, it's day four, and I think Alton could possibly speed this up to a point that it would be totally uncomfortable for some.
Well, that's what I was just getting ready to say. We've seen the last three trips here. Alton has really kind of put their foot on the gas. There's a three put up offensive rebound.
And then a turnover. Here come the Salem Tigers from the rim. Up no good. But the follow-up is good for Ragsdale.
So what I was saying, you know, the last three trips, Alton had set up. And they had kind of pulled out to a six-point lead, which is the largest lead of this game.
Safall on Willard. He can kind of do it all, can't he?
He can.
Here's a drive by the Tigers. From the rim, up, no good. Headed to the line. Brayden Gatch. He'll shoot two. He's got six. It's a 31-26 ball game. Comets. Salem has tried to just disrupt Alton's offense by taking Willard out of it.
Yeah.
First one is good. Brayden now with 7 points. Eli Wolford comes in.
Safall going to go to the bench, get a breather here.
Second free throw is good. Gatch makes them both. 31-28. 3-point ball game. 5:10 to go in the half. Holtapple. The Willard. Willard has the dribble. Drives in. Shoots.
Good move.
Yep. Two more. 10 points now for Caden Willard. Salem gets it inside. Two more. That's Wolford. He's got six. All six of his points come right under the basket. 32-30. Sechrist out top. Sechrist will work it. Holtapple. Off to Ruddy. Now inside. Alton throws it away.
We got Connors coming back in for Salem.
I think Salem may be a little deeper, play a few more players than what.
Yeah,
and they may have because Alton. You know, I think Alton kind of wants to run. There's a drive shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Holtapple gets it. Finds Willard. Willard runs the far side. Drives in. Shoots. Can't get it to roll. Oh, what a great rebound by Corbin Tharp and footback. And the foul.
He is very efficient underneath. He had 18 last night in that ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it just comes, you know, inside. He's got a great touch, nice little soft jumper,
good hands. Cash is in on the old-fashioned three. Corbin Tharp with 5 points, and it's all come here in the second. 36-30, largest lead of the game so far, just under 4 minutes to go. Thomas to Gatch, shoots the three, no good. Connors gets the rebound.
back to Thomas. Thomas bounced
inside. Wolford.
He's just making a living right there at the low block, isn't he?
Seacrest gets it out to Willard. Willard for three more. That's going to be short. Oh, wow, what a nice rebound for Corbin Tharp.
Yeah, I think that shot was tipped.
38-32, 3:14 to go in the half. Gatch to Thomas in the corner. Back to Gatch. Connors out top. Connors rolls it back out top to Gatch. Gatch gets it to Connors. Taken away. Stolen by Seacrest. Seacrest finds Willard. Willard out top. Gets it back to Seacrest for three.
Ooh. Good. A good reward for the defensive play. Knocks down a three at the other end.
41-32, Alston. Salem drives. Scoop shot off the glass. Good. Wofford.
Boy, he's having a big game.
Yeah, he's got 10 here in the first half. 41-34. 2 minutes and change to go in the half. Holzapfel with the pull-up jumper. Touch shot.
Good move. Good spin move to get to the top of the key there and just knock down a 15-footer.
14 for Holzapfel here in the first. Gatch going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds.
Okay.
Yeah, Alton basketball. Back in.
Say
Ryan.
Paul. Yeah, Ryan Cunningham, say Paul. And who was that?
Hedrick,
33.
14. Hallinar. Thomas with the basketball. 2 minutes to go in the half. Seekers works the right side and turns it over. Long pass. Gatch has it knocked away. Seekers getting back on defense. It'll stay with the Salem Tigers. You know, there's some years this tournament runs four consecutive days.
Yeah. Just kind of depends on where Christmas falls.
This year, they played Friday, Saturday, got a break, Monday, Tuesday. Those years when it runs four consecutive days,
it's a grind.
And here comes St. Paul. Block shot. Wow, Corbin Tharp. And
timeout,
Alton. 1:34 to go in the half. 43-34, Comets. And we'll take a break. We'll come in right back. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
All right, welcome back. We got 94 seconds to go in the first half. It's a 43-34 ball game. Eminence by 9. That's the largest lead for Alton. What did I say?
Eminence.
That was
the game before.
Yeah. Folks, 18 games in 4 days. It all kind of runs together there. But yeah, Alton got I think it's their largest lead. Willard gets it to Ruddy. Seacrest now. Back to Ruddy. Ruddy kicks it into the corner. There's a good look at three. It's going to come up short. And Seafall with the rebound. And that's something that you see on day four, too. A lot of your shooters
just a little short.
or then you tried to give it a little much. There's a blocked shot kept alive by Alton, but into the hands of Salem.
1 minute left.
Gatch will catch it out top. He'll get it over to Thomas. Thomas back to Gatch. And there's Safall from the elbow. In for two. Now, Gavin's only got 4 points.
Wolford's been kind of carrying the load for Salem underneath here this first half. So
Willard out top, tried to get it to Secret, almost turned it over, gathers it back up. 26 seconds to go, working against Thomas. Ruddy takes it in, shoots, can't get it to go. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Jacob has 4 points, a field goal, and a couple of made free throws. And put the lead back up to 9. First one is good. Well, when they hit the front of the iron, is it going to roll on
like
over?
They got just enough to roll over.
Tiredest you've ever been in a basketball game?
The double overtime up here with Alton.
Thayer, wasn't it? Or was it?
No, it was Alton.
Was it Alton? That was a district game.
Yeah,
that's when you got to give it, lay it all out right there. Three put up, no good. Here's a kick out. Gatch for three. That's off the front iron, no good. Gatch gets his own rebound, dishes it to Safall, kicks it off the glass.
Right at the buzzer.
44-37. At the break, Alton with the lead. Looking at scoring, Ryan Cunningham for Salem. He's got 5. Lincoln Thomas with 4. Tyson Connors has 3. Braden Gatch with 8. Hayden Ragsdale with 2. Gavin Safall with 6. And Eli Wolford with 10. He's kind of been that the one that is keeping Salem right there in it. On the other side, for the Alton Comets, Caden Willard's got 10, hit a couple of threes and a couple of field goals. Jacob Ruddy with 5. Kendrick Sechrist with 8. And Jeremy Holzapfel, well, he's got 14 first half points. And then Corbin Sarp, he's had a really good half. His points all came in the second. He's got 7. But he's doing a good job defending the rim. You know, I mean,
Alton's doing a really good job of penetrating. And whenever they're doing that, the defense that Salem's coming to stop the ball, and Tharp's finding some really good openings, and the guards are getting the really good looks underneath.
At the break, Salem 44, Alton 38. Take a break, and we'll come back with the second half. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
Did you know that all Security Bank of the Ozarks branches offer online and mobile banking conveniences, including bill pay and mobile deposit? Enroll by visiting their website at sbozarks.com. This allows you to enjoy the convenience of banking from anywhere, anytime. All Security Bank of the Ozarks branches in Eminence, Houston, Summersville, and Winona are ready to assist you with any of your banking needs. Security Bank of the Ozarks, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
Are you looking for a hometown, independently owned, friendly with fast service pharmacy in the Licking and Houston area? Well, stop in today at Rennie Pharmacy in Licking. Not only can they handle your pharmacy needs, they have Heroes Coffee and a large gift item selection. So while you wait for your prescription, do a little shopping and have some Heroes Coffee. Rennie Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Looking for a perfect stocking stuffer? Gift cards from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Hi, this is Deb. If you have that hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, we have gift cards available for whatever amount you need. And while you're in the store, enjoy shopping for all those others on your list for the perfect gift. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply are more than up on store.
Need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Okay, time for a look at our afternoon forecast and what we can expect weather-wise as we go towards the evening hours. This afternoon, a top out at 42 degrees with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, a low 27. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 29. And for New Year's Day, mostly sunny skies with a high at 53. So there you go. That's our latest weather update.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is your car speaking, and winter's coming. My tires are slipping. My tread span. One snowflake, and we're skating. Please call Kabul Tires.
Stay safe this winter with new tires and expert service. Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication, satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
What's that delicious aroma? It can only be coming from Dos Rios Mexican Grill. Authentic Mexican appetizers and combination dinners prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Dos Rios Mexican Grill your choice for those that love their Mexican cuisine. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Only from Dos Rios Mexican Grill at Stewart's Landing in Eminence.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
Whether you're buying or selling, Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Audrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Audrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
All right, welcome back. 44-38 at the half. Alton by 6. Good game. I think Alton's fouls really, Tyler, really nobody for either team.
Foul trouble's non-existent for either side. Now, but it's like what we were talking. I think
if Alton will just giddy up and go.
If they put their foot on the gas here in this second half, I think they can... That can kind of put some distance between them and play them.
They may not the first 2 or 3 minutes, but if they keep it up, I think the latter part of this quarter, if they're able to,
especially, if they can knock down some shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the speed that Alton has is, it was the biggest issue that, Salem was running into there in that first half.
Because, Salem, now, let's give them credit. They've got Saipal and they got Gatch. And they can light it up. And they get going. But I think Alton can, but then again, how much gas does Alton have in the tank? Because they've had a heck of a tournament.
They have.
They've had they've really, had to use a lot of juice to get where they're at. It'll be Salem basketball to start the second half. Gatch gives it up, gets it right back. Salem goes inside. Wolford, he kicks it out. They go now to Saipal to Cunningham for three. That's up no good. And the rebound taken by the Tigers.
Front of the rim. Tough
shot. Yeah.
Wolford picks up right where he left off in the first half.
Well, now Salem is going to pick up.
Yeah, a little full court action here.
Inside. Well, there you go. Corbin Tharp is able to get.
That's how you break the pass.
Shoot a layup.
Ball movement.
46-40. Cunningham catch. Back inside. Kicked outside. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Turned over. Put back in.
Wolford again.
46-44. Tharp scoops it up and in for two. 11 points for Corbin Tharp. 48-42. Salem kind of wanting initiating
the
tempo.
Kind of pushing the tempo. Picking the tempo up here.
Thomas. To Cunningham. Now this is the first time we've seen Cunningham and Thomas out on the floor at the same time. They started together, but they didn't stay on the floor very long. Saipal gets it at the low block. Ooh, misses a chipper. Kept alive by Alton. Here comes Willard. 6:20 on the clock. Willard's going to go all the way up and in. Shot put up, no good. Wolford with the rebound. Off to Gatch. Gatch goes all the way down. Shoots and scores. He's got 10 now in the game. 48-44. Decreased. To Tharp, knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Alton Thomas. Seacrest will inbound on the sideline. They bring it in to Willard. Caden Willard, not Kyle. In the corner, Tharp. Back to Willard. Inside to Tharp. Tharp, double pump. Hook shot won't fall, loose ball. And we got a whistle, a foul. They're going to call that on Tharp. That's Corbin's first team foul number one. 4-point ball game. Salem needs a bucket. They can cut it to a one possession game. They go back inside. Wofford again. Yep. Wofford gets it. He's got 16 now. Seacrest with the pressure. Able to give it up. Gets it to Tharp. Tharp goes up and in. Yeah. And the foul.
What an effort he's made here since the second half started. On this press breaker, that's probably 6 points that he scored personally.
Yeah, he's got six.
At the press break?
Yeah. Well, he's got all 6 points here in the third for Alton.
Looking for number seven right here.
13 in the game. Cashes it in. The old-fashioned three is good. 51-46. Salem with the basketball. Cunningham. They go inside. Stripped by Willard. Out of bounds. And stay with Salem. Well, Salem has made a commitment to Eli Wofford.
Yes, they have.
Thomas will trigger it in for the Tigers. Gets it to Saipal. Saipal finds Cunningham. The runner's good. Good pull-up. 7 points for Ryan Cunningham. 51-48. Harp. Guarded by Saipal. To Willard for three. Off the rim. No good. Wofford with the rebound. Gatch takes it into the paint. Kicks it out. Here's a three by the Tigers. That's no good. Rebound Seacrest. Gets it to Willard. Willard overshoots Holzapfel. And it will be Salem Tiger basketball. You know, a three would tie things up. Gatch finds Cunningham. Saipal kicks it into the corner. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Saipal with the rebound, and he's fouled. That's going to be on Tharp, his second. And Gavin Saipal to the line to shoot two. .418 to go in the third, 51-48. And first one's missed. You got some scores that
I haven't been.
I know that, Willow Springs is playing. That they started at 4.
Here.
West Plains started at 4.
The end of the first, Branson was up 16-12 over West Plains. And end of the first, Willow Springs was down 19-2.
Ouch.
Against Parkview.
Well, Wofford makes another one. He's got 18 in the game. Alton with the timeout. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Yeah, wow. That was a bad draw for Willow.
Yeah.
Parkview. But that's what you're going to run into in the blue and gold.
That's why you go up there, is to play those upper echelon teams, the bigger schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, you might take your bump up there in that tournament, but it makes you better coming down the stretch or out of it.
Did Hartville win last night, and they play Nixa for the championship?
I Yeah, they beat West Plains yesterday.
That's right.
So, yeah. And so, yeah, they'll play today or tonight.
Yeah. Hartville back to the championship of the blue and gold. 1-point ball game here in the consolation game. Alton with the lead and the basketball. Out top, Seekers gets it to Willard. Inside, Tharp back outside. Willard for three. Count it. Caden now with 13. 54-50. Salem takes it the other direction. Thomas out top. Guarded by Holzapfel. Connors catches. Connors right back to Thomas. Salem showing some patience. To get it to the corner. Gaps for three. It's good. Well, if he gets warmed up, he's got 13 now. And it's a 1-point ball game. 54-53. Thomas. Seacrest gets it to Willard. Willard back to Seacrest. Ready. Gets it into Tharp. Tharp is stripped. Here comes Catch. Inside. Feeds it. Rolls it out. Walper can't get it to fall, but he tips it in. He's got 10 points. Tyler here in the third, 20 in the game.
Salem leads by one.
55-54. Well, we had it right, picking the tempo up. Just the wrong team. There's a turnover by the Comets. Gaps goes back up and in for two more. 3-point lead now for the Salem Tigers, 57-54. Caden Willard out top. Find Seacrest. Back to Willard. In the corner. They roll it inside. Up. No good. Foul. And Corbin Tharp to the line. He'll shoot two. Going to get Wofford. Wofford. That's his third. So up is Hayden Ragsdale for the Salem Tigers. First one's no good. Well, we had a free throw shooter in that last game. Hayden Matheny was 16-17.
Woo!
That's a pretty good day, ain't it?
Pretty efficient.
That's a pretty good day. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. You're listening to the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets. Proud sponsor of the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
Wintertime heating bills are here, and they can get pretty expensive. So if you need a little extra money, go on down and visit Randy at the Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View at 121 North Oak Street. Buy, sell, trade, and pawn. They can get you a little extra money for those heating bills. Randy buys gold and silver as well, and has musical instruments and guns for sale. Stop in today at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View.
.211 to go in the third. 57-54, Salem by three. And we've got a free throw shooter. Corbin Tharp's going to shoot a couple here. He can cut it to two. He can knock a couple free throws now. Oh, he made one. He makes them both, doesn't he?
He missed the first one.
That's right. Missed the first.
Missed the first.
Two-point ball game, 57-55. Gaps loses the basketball, and it's turnover. Willard gathers it back up from Holzapfel. Seacrest. Willard in the corner. There's a three. Count it. Holzapfel. Boy, he can shoot, can't he?
Yes, he can.
17 for Jaron Holzapfel. Comets back up by one. Bonner drives in, kicks it out. Gaps for three. Boy, Brayden's starting to heat up. He's got 10 here in the third.
Back-to-back threes.
60-58. Salem by two. Ruddy. Holzapfel. Three more. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Tharp. Stripped to the basketball. Out of bounds. And it'll be Comet basketball, last touch by Salem. Checking in, Holliner comes in for Connors. Seacrest will inbound for the Comets. They get it to Willard. Ruddy catches back to Willard. Three. Count it. Secret. He's got 11 now. 1-point ball game. 61-60. 41 seconds to go in the third. Safehall. Inside. Gatch back to Safehall. Attacks the basket. And he gets one to roll home. 8 points. For Gavin Safehall. Salem by one. 62-61. Down to 17 seconds. Willard with the ball. Gets it to Ruddy. Seacrest back to Ruddy. Off to Willard. Ruddy catches. 5 seconds. One-hand floater. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it stays with the Comets. 8.8 on the clock. Less than a second. You almost, you got to tip it, you know.
Yeah, you got to catch it. And
and that's the end of the third. Salem leads now by 162-61. We got 8 more minutes of regulation coming up. The football holiday tournament on the top.
You need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Okay, time for a look at our afternoon forecast and what we can expect weather-wise as we go towards the evening hours. This afternoon, a top out at 42 degrees with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, a low 27. Tomorrow, sunny and 51. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low 29. And for New Year's Day, mostly sunny skies with a high at 53. So there you go. That's our latest weather update.
Hirschbeam Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
So how many times has this happened to you? You think you're ready to start a project at home or on the farm, only to find out you're missing important equipment. But that's okay. You're not stuck. All you need is Hirschbeam and Farm Supply in West Plains. Because Hirsch offers over 70 top-quality products you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Check out this list. Air compressors, concrete tools, generators, lawn and garden items, welders, hay equipment and implements, sprayers, excavators, trenchers, tractors and trailers. Hirsch knows you and your rental needs. So call them and reserve your rental today.
Hirschbeam Farm Supply since 1974. Hirschbeam and Farm Supply were more than a farm store.
Alton with the basketball, and they turn it over. Here comes Gatch. Out top, safe ball. Feed off the glass, no good. Tharp gets the rebound. Willard, top of the key. Free throw line. Holzapfel, ready. Back to Willard. Willard back into the corner. Holes Apple for three. Oh. 20 points for Jaron Holzapfel. 64-62, Alton. Gatch drives. The runner won't fall. And now we've got a foul under the basket. And that's going to be against Jacob Ruddy. I have that as his first. It is. Tiger basketball on the baseline. And they get it to Saipal. Saipal puts it in off the glass. 10 points for Gavin Saipal now. Quiet 10. In the corner. Here's another three off the rim. No good. Gatch with the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Out of bounds. And it's going to be a Salem turnover. .6:55 to go. Checking back in, Wolford. He's had a day. 20 points. 10 in the first half. 10 in the third. Willard out top. Gets it to Secret. Holds Apple in the corner. He likes that spot. Oop, turns it over. And then Alton takes it right back. Back-to-back turnovers. High post to the wing. Willard for three. Off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shot blocked. And the Tigers are going to take it the other direction. And now Willard's going to get hit with a foul. I think Caden wanted to foul down there.
Yeah, I think so.
You got a score update?
Parkview over Willow at the half, 38-17. And that's the only update I see.
Drive by Eli Wolford, and then a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be on Jacob Ruddy. That's his second. Tied up at 64. 6:12 to go in regulation. Salem brings it out top. Wolford catches. And he's fouled. Team foul number 4 for Alton, 0 for Salem. So Salem now, from this point on, they'll be shooting free throws. Lincoln Thomas will inbound for the Tigers. Gets it to Gash. Thomas out top. Kisses it inside. Two more for Walford. 22 in the game. And he gives his Tigers 2-point lead, 66-64 over the Alton Thomas. Holzapfel catches in the corner. Run down by Willard. Top of the key. High post. Sharp. Leans in. Shoots. Can't get it to fall. Tip. Picked up by Secret. And it's stuck between the backboard and the rim.
So it'll be a jump ball. Hit the Tigers. Back to Salem.
5:28 to go. Salem 66. Alton 64. Gatch out top. Started by Willard. Gets it to Thomas. Saipal behind the volleyball line. Catches. Saipal. Loses the dribble. Willard comes up with it. Two defenders. He's going to try and split them. He does.
And the foul.
And the foul. 15 now for Caden Willard. Alton has asked a lot of Caden the last two games.
They have. They have. And he's answered.
Yeah.
He's answered pretty well.
He had 30-some, didn't he?
He had 29 last night.
29. Yeah. The legend has returned. The old-fashioned three is good. Jerry Premer is in the house. Tell you what, you want to talk about a high school basketball player in the day.
Ask your old pops about Freeman. I bet he can tell you all kinds of scores. Salem with the basketball. They're down by one. Connors drives, shoots. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Tyson Connors has 3 points. That came early in the contest in the first quarter. He hit a three. And so, is that Holt's apple with four?
That is correct.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Shooting a couple, though. Tyson Connors. Zips the first one. 4 points in the game. Cuts it to one. It's tied up. 4:45 to go in regulation. Shot is up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Holzapfel. Gets it to Secrets. Secrets has, he's fouled, and that's going to go against Braden Gatch. I have that as his first. Second. Alton basketball. Secrete will bring it in, finds Caden Willard, and he'll get it right back behind the volleyball line. Back to Willard in the corner to Tharp. Secrete to Willard. Willard rolls it inside to Tharp. It's a loose ball. Salem comes over with it. I think that time, Holt kind of forced it inside. And Wolford, two more. Got 24 in the game. He's been the difference, 69-67. Ruddy goes inside, and another Thomas turnover. Here comes Connors. Connors shoots it, no good. Loose ball, it's on the floor, rolling around, and Tharp comes up with it. They're going to call a jump ball. It will be Comet basketball. Just put roller skates on them. Turn them loose. We can create a new sport. Roller skating basketball. 4 minutes halfway through the fourth. The two-point ball game. Salem with the lead. It's the 5 seed against the 6 seed. You know, again, they did a pretty good job seeding this.
They did. Yeah, I mean, you can't... There's been no upsets to speak of as far as, you know...
as far as the seedings go, there's been an upset.
There has been.
There has been. But... Willard catches the inbound. Just under 4 minutes to go. Two-point ball game. Thomas trail by two. Holzapfel at the wing, holds it up over his head, throws it away. Safe ball. Well, that is 4 consecutive turnovers by the Comets. Safe ball, kicks it out, catch for three.
Boom.
And that's what he does.
It is a 5-point lead with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Time for Dayton Willard to, a 5 consecutive turnovers by the Alton Comets. They've not even got a shot off.
Yeah.
They've turned it over 5 times. Gatch out top. Going to drive, and it's fouled by Tharp. He'll shoot two. This is now, they're early. Gall did a really good job keeping him under control. Now he's went off. 13 points for Braden Gatch in the second half. And he's adding to it. Free throw's good. 3:13 to go in regulation. Second free throw is good. He's 4 for 4 from the line. 74-67, Salem Tigers. Simmons gets it across timeline. Alton takes time out. We will too. 74-67. Salem back in 60. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from.
Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
See Norman Hollis, proudly serving Alton and the surrounding area.
So you've got that idea all worked out in your mind. Now let Dotson Excavating get you moving in the right direction. Whether you're looking to improve that old bumpy driveway, have that new pond you've always wanted dug, or perhaps you're looking to build a brand new home, Dotson Excavating will help you make that dream of yours become a reality. Offering free estimates, give them a call today at 417-254-0222. Whatever the job, big or small, Dotson Excavating does it all.
All right, welcome back. On the floor for the Alton Comets, Simmons, Holzapfel, Willard, Ruddy, and Tharp.
At the half, Branson leads West Plains 35-25.
Comets with the basketball. They're down 74-67 to the Salem Tigers. Willard out top. Picked up by Thomas. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons spins it over. Ruddy for three, up no good, and the rebound is controlled by Wolford. Long pass down the floor, bounce to Saipal. Saipal on the baseline, pulls it back out. Salem will reset, and they get it to Gatch. Gatch in the corner, here's a three.
Ooh.
Thomas, killer. That one hurt. 77-67, largest lead of the game, 10 points, and it's Salem on top. They get it inside. Ruddy, turnaround jumper, rolls home.
8-point game, 2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Plenty of time. Uh-oh, but there's Lincoln Thomas for two more. He's got 9 in the game. Willard splits two defenders, goes up, can't get it to fall. He's fouled on the floor. They rolled his ankle.
Yeah, I think he's may have stepped on the cheerleader's foot.
I did that Christmas Day.
Stepped on the cheerleader's foot?
No.
Worse.
Rolled my ankle. My foot is just a plethora of colors. Willard catches the inbound pass. Holzapfel for three more. Won't fall. Gaps with the rebound. Gets it across the timeline. He just gets it and goes. Wolford on the baseline to Connors. Back to Gatch.
Well, they've got Wolford. Ooh. Had him posted up. And there's a foul that's going to be on Willard. His second.
95 seconds to go. 79-69. Salem, Braden Gatch at the line. .24 now for Braden. He only had 8 in the first half. 10 in the third. 6 here in, make it 7 in the fourth. 17 second half points. 81-69, 90 seconds to go. Turnaround jumper, Seekers puts it in. He's got 13 on the game, and it's a 10-point game with 80 seconds to go. 81-71. Coming up next, it's Mansfield and Norwood. I think They know one another.
Yeah. I'd say they're well versed with each other, and maybe even some bad blood.
Fan
bases are a little rowdy at times, both of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the air could get pretty hot in here this next game.
Well, the one thing about it, if Norwood has any gas left, they can
run.
Yeah. They can get up and down the floor.
Mansfield also.
Mansfield,
95 a game, yeah.
And, you know, Liberty is the only team this year to slow them down, kind of control the tempo, and held Mansfield to 55. 40 points below their scoring average in this tournament.
In this tournament.
Tigers with the inbound. Thomas gets it to Connors. Connors has it knocked away. It's a loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Sechrist. Sechrist holds Apple. Willard catches the long pass. Brings it back out top. It's tipped. Sechrist runs it down. He's going to lose it. Picked up by Connors. Connors goes up. Blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Salem. Pretty much a formality now. 81-71. 56 seconds to go.
Got Tharp coming back in for the Alton Comets.
You see that when Tharp had to come out where Alton could kind of pick the pace up a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of hurt him.
Yeah. Bonner's out top. Thomas catches. Gatch catches back to Thomas. And there's the foul, and that will send Lincoln Thomas to the line. He'll shoot two. He's got 9 points. Jacob Ruddy with the foul. That's his third. First free throw is good. Second free throw, no good.
Safe ball with the ball.
Can't get the foot back. Tharp gets it. Outlet. Here comes the Comets. Ruddy goes all the way down to the rim. He's fouled on his way up. Ruddy will shoot two. 7 points for Jacob Ruddy. You know, I mean, if you can leave this tournament, I was saying it earlier with the Mammoth Spring Eminence game. You know, you lost your first one, but you get out of here with 3 wins. And that's, you know, that's something to build on.
Yeah.
Same thing here with, you know, Alton and Salem. They've lost 1 game. Ruddy makes them both. 9 points in the game. And a foul. That's going to put Eli Wolford at the line. He'll shoot two. Well, we know he can shoot them right around the basket. Let's see if he can make a free throw. 82-73. Holds Apple with his fourth. 24 right now for Eli Wolford. First one's no good. Tharp's coming back in for Grant Coffin. 32 seconds is all that's left. Salem will win 3 games in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Second one's no good. Tharp with the rebound. Ruddy drives it in, front of the rim, goes up, can't get it to fall. Stay Paul with the rebound, out to Gatch. That's pretty much going to do it. Down to 13 seconds. And Willard fouls Gatch, and he'll shoot a couple. At the end of three, Parkview is up 52-27 over Lowell. First one is good. Twenty-six for Braden Gatch. He makes them both. Nineteen second half points. Willard won't fall, but Tharp gets it to kiss it in, and that's the ball game. 84-75, Salem gets the win. And looking at scoring for the Fulton Comets, Caden Willard, 16. Jacob Ruddy with 9. 13 for Kendrick Secret. 20 for Jaron Holzapfel. 17 for Corbin Tharp. Pretty nice. I mean, you know, 75 points. On the other side, Ryan Cunningham for Salem, he had 7. And 10 for Lincoln Thomas. 4 for Tyson Connors. Braden Gatch had 28. Hayden Ragsdale with 2. Gavin Saball with 10. And 24 for Eli Wolford. He was the difference.
Yes, he was.
Wolford just, when Alton started having to cheat down when he was in the game, Gaps went off. You know, Alton held Braden to 8 in the first half, but he went off for 20 in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, he played a big-time game.
Well, both of them.
Yeah, they both did, yeah.
84-75, Liberty will play Alton Monday night.
Yes, is that?
And I don't know if that's at Alton.
It's at Liberty.
Oh, okay, it's a home game. So that'll be Alton's next game at the Nest against the Mountain View Perch Tree Liberty Eagles. As the Comets fall to the Salem Tigers, 84-75. Coming up next, it's Mansfield and Norwood. We'll come back with the championship game at 6:30, Liberty and Bunker.